KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school volleyball play last night, the Western Iowa Conference tournaments get underway. In first round action, it was Audubon defeating AHSTW and Riverside winning over Logan Magnolia. Both those matches were three-game sweeps. They moved into the quarterfinals then last night, and it was Griswold defeating Missouri Valley 3-2 to advance. IKM Manning beat Riverside in three straight. Trainer down to Audubon 3 in a row, and it was Tri-Center outlasting Underwood 3-2. Griswold, IKM Manning, Trainer, and Tri-Center make up the final four for that mid-season Western Iowa Conference tourney. Also in high school volleyball play last night, Bedford down Southeast Warren in two straight. Bedford also beat East Union 2 in a row. Central Decatur defeating Lennox 2-0. Lennox defeated Wayne 2-0. Mount Airy win over Southwest Valley 2-1. Nottoway Valley picked up a 2-game sweep over Interstate 35. Nottoway Valley also down Pleasantville in two straight. And it was Southwest Valley defeating Martinsdale St. Mary's 2-0 in high school volleyball play. Well, the Weekly Associated Press high school football polls were released late yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, Bettendorf stays on top of the poll with Cedar Rapids, Washington, West Des Moines, Dowling, West Des Moines Valley, and Waukee the top five, same as last week. Ankeny Centennial, Linmar, Johnston, Ankeny, and Fort Dodge round out the top 10. In Class 3A, Pella remains number one rated with West Delaware, Sioux City, Helen, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and Solon the top five. Dallas Center Grimes is at number six this week with Carroll at number seven. Clear Creek Amana is 8, Western Dubuque and Humboldt round out the rest of the 10 teams. In Class 2A, Clear Lake remains on top with Spirit Lake, Williamsburg, Hampton Dumont, and Sioux Center the top five. The second five includes North Fayette, New Hampton, CMB, Cascade, and Albia. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina remains on top with South Winneshiek, Fort Dodge, St. Edmund, West Branch, and St. Ansgar the top five. IKM Manning is in at number six, followed by West Lyon, North Cedar, Ogden, and Hinton. In Class A, Logan Magnolia stays on top of the poll with Maquoketa Valley, Pekin, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Montezuma the top five. AGWSR, Nashua Plainfield, Mount Air, Algona Garrigan, and Woodbury Central finish off the Class A top 10. And in the eight-man poll this week, a bit of a shakeup with Gilbertville Don Bosco, the new number one ranked team. Fremont Mills moves up a spot to number two. Janesville is three. Elkader Central is number four. And Glenn Ralston is in at number five this week. Lamoni is 6, MMC 7. Coon Rapids Bayard falls from 4th to 8th in the poll. HLV is number 9, and Exira EHK tumbles from 1st to 10th, suffering a loss last week. Iowa State spent years trying to figure out what it had in quarterback Sam Richardson, and now that he might be the Cyclones' most valuable player. Richardson set a school record with 37 completions in Iowa State's 37-30 win over Toledo last weekend. He threw for 351 yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions while rallying the Cyclones past the Rockets to keep their slim bowl hopes alive. The junior quarterback has thrown 10 touchdown passes with just four interceptions through six games. He's also Iowa State's leading rusher with 283 yards. The Cyclones will take on Texas in Austin on Saturday. In other college football news, Georgia running back Todd Gurley continues to practice while remaining on indefinite suspension. The school is investigating possible violations of NCAA rules committed by Gurley. He was held out of the Bulldogs' 34-0 win at Missouri on Saturday, but he did participate in Monday's practice. Coach Jimbo Fisher says Florida State's Jameis Winston has committed no crime and is adamant the quarterback will not miss any games this season due to an ongoing sexual assault investigation. Fisher says recent reports about the investigation haven't revealed any new facts. Florida State announced last week that it will use an independent official in the student code of conduct hearing. No hearing date has been set. A female student said Winston sexually assaulted her in December of 2012. Florida State attorney Willie Meggs declined to press charges against Winston last December due to inconsistencies and flaws in the evidence. The St. Louis Rams got off to a strong start against the San Francisco 49ers last night, but it wasn't strong enough. The Niners stormed back from an early 14-0 deficit as they beat the Rams 31-17 in St. Louis as Colin Kaepernick passed for 343 yards and three touchdowns. Brandon Lloyd, Anquan Boldin, and Michael Crabtree each caught a scoring pass for the 4-2 49ers, who have now won 3 in a row. Austin Davis tossed a 22-yard pass to Lance Kendricks to give the Rams a 14-0 lead in the first quarter. But Ahmad Brooks and Dan Scudder had two sacks apiece for a defense that sacked Davis five times and permitted one first down on St. Louis's first six possessions in the second half. The defense also clinched the victory on Dante Johnson's 20-yard interception return for a touchdown in the final minute. The 1-4 Rams had just 158 total yards after they went up 14-0. The Major League Baseball playoffs took an unscheduled day off yesterday. Nasty weather in Kansas City postponed Game 3 of the ALCS between the Royals and the Orioles. That game is now scheduled for tonight at Kauffman Stadium. Along with steady rain, wind gusts of 25 miles per hour were buffeting the ballpark. The forecast for today is cold and windy, but it should be dry with weather improving for the rest of the week. Kansas City leads the series 2-0. They've won all six of their playoff games after a 29-year postseason drought. Wee-Yin Chen was scheduled to start Game 3 for the Orioles against former Baltimore pitcher Jeremy Guthrie. Chen is still slated to pitch tonight, but Royals manager Ned Yost says it's possible he might bypass Guthrie and go with Game 1 starter James Shields. Such a move would allow Kansas City to use Shields in a potential Game 7. San Francisco will be home to the next three games of the NLCS after St. Louis evened the series at a game each with a dramatic ninth-inning win in Game 2. Colton Wong's leadoff homer gave the Cardinals a 5-4 victory after the Giants tied the game with two outs in the top of the inning on a wild pitch. Game 3 of the series is on tap this afternoon with John Lackey set to start for St. Louis against Tim Hudson. Lackey has posted wins in his last three playoff series. Hudson is coming off a 1-run, 7-3 inning outing against Washington in Game 2 of the NLDS. The Cardinals currently plan to keep catcher Yadier Molina on their active roster for their series, despite a strained left oblique muscle sustained in Game 2 on Sunday. He flew on the team charter to the Bay Area after leaving Busch Stadium for an MRI exam. Manager Mike Matheny was encouraged that Molina was able to throw on Monday. Matheny carried three catchers and has Tony Cruz and A.J. Pierzynski to fill that void if necessary. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.